Charles with the Papa Sierra.
For WPS, N4ZLK mobile. KQ4 WPS, N4ZLK. 4ZLK clear.
Okay,
N0TR
mobile.
Probably won't be long, but I'm waiting on the dock to open up, and I thought I would say hello, or good morning to that other station. How are you and Bernice this morning?
Fine, it's a beautiful day, a little cooler, 47 is what I'm showing. We just went down to Taylor's to the Walmart, pick up a couple of items, and forgetting that it's Friday, there's hardly any parking spots on that whole lot down there. It's just crazy.
Noticed that on Fridays, there must not be, there must be a lot of people that don't have to work on Friday. All you retired folks get out on Fridays, I guess.
I think it would be the working folks that are stocking up for the weekend, but you might be right. Oh, shoot. Well, Shane, we just decided to heck with it, and we turned around and we're going down to Greer to the Walmart there. And Bernice said, well, for the little items we need, we might just go to the marketplace down here.
It's probably a better choice, because I'm sure Greer will be busy, too. It's just busy everywhere today.
Avoid Fridays. Sometimes when you're retired, you just forget what day it is.
And in a few situations where I've done that, like vacations and or having to take off work for other kinds of things like we just did, you know, with our granddaughter. Those days all ran together. I had no idea what day it was last weekend, but I understand. And I noticed I have this habit that I've been trying to break. I just pulled up to this business I'm going to deliver to, and they've got a dealer out there out front at a table. It looks like they're Girl Scout cookies, and I tell you what, every time I try to break from that habit, the dealers come back out again every year.
Temptation. Well, I'm spoiled. I like Bernice's oatmeal cookies with dates and nuts and stuff in them, and I just don't need any. Sometimes I just give them the money and tell them to, you know, keep it and go on my way. And they've really gotten expensive, too, I guess. Everything else has.
Find out. This says Girl Scout cookie. They've gone up so much.
Hi, Shane.
You know, Beth used to make these chocolate chip cookies that were out of this world. And I have a daughter who has a gluten allergy. She's the one, she had some pretty major surgeries, has all kinds of issues. She's doing well, but she's had a rough time. And in that process, several years ago, Beth was doing some research, and she changed the way she cooks now. And I like what she makes. That's good. She does a good job, but I sure miss those cookies.
You got some family members down here. You know, you have in-laws and outlaws, and this is on the outlaw side, and they have one that is gluten, and so every holiday is about the only time we see them down at the daughters, and they have gluten-free pumpkin pie and gluten-free this and that, and I just can't go it, and I don't doubt that it's, you know, something that's very real, but, oh, man, that'd be like doing without bread for me.
It was that way for a while. They've come a long way, but, and I think there's just been so much modification of all the grains and wheats, and it's not the, to all these additives and stuff. I think that's why we see some of this stuff, but anyway. My dock opened up, and I need to pull out into traffic. I need to block traffic in order to back into the dock, so I need to pay attention. You two have a good day. I hope to talk to you later. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine. N0TR and Miss Bernice, N4ZLK.
Fine business. Shane, and you have a safe day, and we'll try to do the same and go back home and visit with the chickens. It's safer in 4ZLK, and 0TR is clear.